People will often question today's gospel, and I think the biggest thing that they question about this is the line that says, when someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one as well. You know, does that mean as Christians that we need to let people attack and abuse us and we just go along with it? So I think it'll help us to clarify a few points about this passage so that we can understand its meaning more clearly. So the first thing is the line, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Jesus is quoting the Old Testament. And sometimes when people hear that, they think that it's encouraging retribution. Like, if someone does something to me, then I'm going to do it right back to them. I'm going to give them whatever they gave to me. But that was not the purpose of that law. The purpose was actually to limit excessive retaliation. So if someone cheats me on a transaction over some flour, I can't go in response and burn down all of his fields, because that wouldn't be proportional. Or if someone hits me, I can't kill them in retaliation. And so what this was indicating was that there had to be a level of self-control and a standard of justice in how we respond to those who harm us. But Jesus takes it a step further. He reminds us that every human being is created by our Heavenly Father, and that our Heavenly Father gives blessings to all of them, everyone, whether they're just or unjust. The sun shines on everyone, the rain comes down on everyone. And so there are certain blessings that God gives to everybody. And so as children of God, we have to imitate our Heavenly Father and to always treat others with dignity and respect, recognizing that they're created by God. And when we do that, we become like our Heavenly Father. Now, Jesus is not taking away our own right or a nation's right to self-defense. You know, the church has always upheld the reality that sometimes legitimate self-defense is necessary. But if we want to understand what Jesus is talking about, it's important for us to look at the examples he gives. And so the first example he gives is being struck on the right cheek. And what does that mean? That was not so much about violence as it was a public insult to somebody. You know, that'd be the equivalent today of slapping someone in the face. You know, if you want to insult someone, that's what you do. And so what Jesus is saying is not that if someone is attacking us or our family members, we just let them do that. What he's saying is if somebody insults you, let them insult you again. You know, don't let it disrupt your peace in Christ. And don't let it cause you to get angry and to get upset. And so let it roll off your shoulders. If someone insults you, let them do it again. And then he says, if someone drafts you into service, go with them and do more for them than what they ask of you initially. If someone asks you to loan you something, give them what they need. Now, the opposite of this, you know, if we do retaliate against others, or if we harbor anger against others, you know, if someone harms us and we harm them in return, well, what are they going to do? They're just going to come right back at us. And it's going to fall into an endless cycle of violence. And we see that in so many different parts of the world where there's wars that have been going on for centuries or sometimes over 1,000 years. And people just continually fight back and forth. And that continues until someone takes the higher ground and is willing to break that cycle and forgive others and treat them with respect and with dignity. In the United States, I'm sure that many of us have noticed that people are becoming more and more divided. And if we compare our nation today to 10 or 20 years ago, there's a lot more tension today. And that's coming from a variety of places. In part, it's coming from certain politicians. You know, there are certain politicians that want to get people as angry as possible so that they get elected. You know, they have scapegoats and they want to get people infuriated so that they get more votes. And we see it in the media, you know, especially with talk news. You know, some people want to boost their ratings by stirring people up and making them more and more angry. And so they'll viciously go at their opponents, anyone who doesn't agree with them. And it's a really toxic environment. And we see it in social media. You know, people who attack other people who don't share the same views as them, or people getting canceled left and right. You know, we're coming to a point where very often people can't even talk to each other anymore because they're so angry or divided against each other. And we can't continue on that path. That's not a pretty path to go down. And another thing that's exacerbating all this is as more and more people turn away from Christianity and away from Christ's teachings, there's a lot of communist ideologies that are filtering through our nation. And communism, by design, is about dividing people against each other in order to create a revolution. You know, the initial communist revolution, they divided the workers against the property owners, and it created a war. That's what they want. And so if there's no real problem, then just make up a problem to divide people against each other. And so communism is all about creating division. And we see that in things like critical race theory. People are dividing by race. Well, this race is oppressing this race, and this race needs to go after this race of people. And we see it in a lot of the woke ideologies. There's an oppressor and a victim, and it's trying to divide us and turn us against each other. We can't fall into that trap. Nothing good is going to come from conflicts and division. Retaliation and anger are simply going to breed more retaliation and anger. And so as Christians, we should never compromise on our beliefs. You know, we hold certain things to be true. You know, we believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. We believe in the sacredness of human life. You know, there are certain things that we hold to as being true, and we never compromise on those. But whether people are our friends or our enemies, whether they agree with our position or not, whether they insult us or not, we always need to treat other people with respect because they are created by God and our Heavenly Father blesses them. And so we need to show them respect and kindness. We should demand a level of respect in the conversations that we're a part of, you know, the media that we view, the politicians that we elect. You know, we should demand a level of respect in the way that we interact with each other. You know, ultimately, there needs to be some common ground that people can unite around in order to alleviate so many of these tensions that are around us. And I think that common ground needs to be mutual respect, that regardless of what positions people hold, everyone needs to enter into those relationships with respect. And so, as we reflect upon today's gospel, we take to heart the words that Jesus teaches us: be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect.